بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended the surah by saying إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون, which means Allah said verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people of taqwa and with those who do ihsan. I remind myself and you that we always need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in every aspect of our lives, especially when we are going through difficult situations. And we are going through a difficult situation now globally as well as locally. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the solution for that. Not only did Allah promise His help, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went a step ahead and Allah said, Allah is with people of taqwa and ihsan. I was in Medina many years ago, I think 2003 or something it was. And one of my very dear and close friends, Sheikh Bandar Awad al-Mahmadi, who is from Medina, he is Badu. So he was my host. And one day he said, I want to take you to meet my grandfather, who is a Sheikh, and he's also in Masjid al-Nabawi. So his name was Sheikh Hassan Brick. So he took me to meet him. Sheikh Hassan had at some point studied in Peshawar and so on. So he also knew some Urdu. So he spoke to me also in Urdu and so on. And one of the things he said was, he said that people today, they ask, why is my dua not accepted? Why is Allah not helping us? And so on and so on. He said, Allah said very clearly, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. And then he said, أَيْنَ تَقْوَى أَيْنَ إِحْسَانَ مَا فِي تَقْوَى مَا فِي إِحْسَانَ. So he said, where is taqwa? Where is ihsan? There is no taqwa, there is no ihsan. Then how will Allah be with you? Allah mentioned very clearly, Allah is with the people of taqwa and ihsan. Allah did not say that Allah is with the fasiq and fajir and with somebody who is disobeying Him. Allah did not say this. So why do we expect that Allah is going to be with us when we are not focusing on taqwa wal ihsan? Now taqwa is the boundary condition. Yeah, in another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, He said the Arab, the tribal Arabs, قَالُوا آمَنَّ. They said, we have believed, we have iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tell them, Islam has not entered their hearts. They have said, he said, iman has not entered your heart. Say aslamna, say I have accepted Islam. Don't say amanna, because iman has not entered the heart. So there is a difference. Iman, somebody says, simply if you say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul, alhamdulillah, this is good. That is the boundary condition we have entered. But unless we have taqwa, if you see the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promises are all with the muttaqeen. Everywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned people of taqwa, then Allah said, Hun muflihun, and so on and so forth, and Allah will help them, and so on. But there is nothing for Muslimun. There is muttaqun many places. Muslimun is not there. And that does not mean that Islam is not important. That's the door. But once we come inside, now what is taqwa? Taqwa is to fear to offend, to fear to displease the one we love the most. Right? So this is the boundary. If we do not even fear to displease, then where is the question of Islam? So fearing to displease is the boundary condition. So Allah said taqwa. If somebody has this fear, that he fears to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is because he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most, therefore this person has taqwa, is a muttaqi, then this person has a right to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah has promised to help him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ تَقَوْا. Then is the next step. So one is to fear to displease. The other one ahead of that is to try to please. So now when you are trying to please, you are not worried about displeasing. Displeasing is not out of the question. I will not displease. That's out of the question. But I want to do more. Al-Ihsan, what is Al-Ihsan? Al-Ihsan is to do the highest. Right? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described it and said, pray as if you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Antabudallaha ka'annaka tara. So this is Al-Ihsan. Now, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam always gave the example whenever he was asked of Salah, because this is the peak of the matter. But Al-Ihsan applies to everything. It's not only in Salah. In whatever we do more. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you are weighing, give a little more to the customer. Don't give exact. Now, obviously, giving less is out of the question, because then you are stealing. Right? So, giving exact is something we have to do anyway. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, don't even stop there. Give a little more. Yeah, give more to the customer when you are weighing. Do more. Greeting, greet first. To return a greeting is, if you are not even returning a greeting, then you are actually, you know, in the debit, right? You are sinful. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, greet first. Sometimes people say, no, he's younger than, why should I greet? What is greeting? Assalamu alaikum means what? It is dua, no? Assalamu alaikum is dua. So who must give dua first? The older one or the younger one? Older one. So if somebody says, no, somebody is younger, you greet first because you are older. Don't sit and say, no, let him first greet me. What do you mean greet me? You want him to give you dua. You are the one who should give dua to the younger person. So you say salamu alaikum first. So in Islam, in all good things, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always used to do more than what was required. He never, what was required, he did anyway. That was a given. He never did less than what was required. But he always did more than what was required. This is the meaning of Ihsan. Whatever it is, whether it is in muamilat, whether it is in akhlaq, right? Whether it is in ibadat, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the hadith where, hadith al-Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that my slave comes close to me by his faraid, and then he continues to come close to me by the nawafil which he does, until I become the hand by which he holds, and so on and so on. Now, why the importance of nawafil? Because the nafil shows that you want to do more than what is required. The fard is a boundary condition. If the person deliberately leaves the fard, then we don't even know whether the person is in Islam or he has left Islam or what has happened to him. We don't know. So the fard is the boundary condition. But to get close to Allah, more than the fard. If somebody is not even doing the fard, then it's a big problem. But if somebody is simply doing only fard, then alhamdulillah, that is good. I mean, we are not saying just doing fard is bad. It is good. We have to do that. But if you say, no, I want to be close to Allah, ma'iyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want Allah to be with me, then what did Allah say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wal ihsan. So therefore, I remind myself and you, let us focus on these two things. Everything begins with the individual. Somebody, I saw a quote somewhere, I sent it to somebody also. And that quote was, if you are looking for the, very interesting place. You know, when you are coming from, when you are going from here to Toli Choki, to going to the Madrasa, that T junction, right at the end, after you come down from the hill, that judges' houses and all that, that T junction, if you look to the right, there is a restaurant and there's some, you know, shop. On the wall of that shop, this is written. It's a very interesting quote. It said, if you are looking for that one person who can make a difference in your life, look in the mirror. Now, of all the places on the tea shop wall, it is. So I saw this is very wonderful. He said, if you're looking for that one person to make a difference in your life, look in the mirror. And that is the reality. The reality is this. And this is what we forget. We are looking everywhere else. Right? We say, no, we need good leaders. We need this. We need a... Who is this good leader? You are the good leader. And how do I become a good leader? By becoming a good person first. Now, I cannot be a good leader if I am myself lying and cheating and doing that. I have to first straighten myself. And that is the root cause of all this. We have got into this habit of, you know, thinking of looking for this magic solution of somebody is going to come from Jannah and solve our problems. All this doesn't happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world. He made this al-alamul asbab. He made this the place of means. He made us the people. He told us what to do. If we don't do all this, then we are sitting and waiting for some Messiah to come from somewhere. It is not going to happen. Believe it. We have to take charge of our lives. We have to straighten ourselves. We have to correct our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, inshallah al-musta'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send His help. All this will happen. But all of this is conditional upon the first step has to be taken by the individual. In the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, again, hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when my slave comes towards me, the width of his, you know, his balish, width of his hand, then Allah comes towards him, the length of his arm. If he comes towards Allah walking, Allah comes towards him running. But Allah did not say, if he does not do anything, Allah will still do something. No. He has to do something. The first step has to be taken by the individual, and then it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why does Allah have to say, if he comes walking, I will go running forward? This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahman wa Rahim fi dunya wal akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is what Allah will do, but conditional. Every single promise in the Quran is conditional. There is nothing in the Quran which says, Allah will do this without your effort. Allah will do this without any reason. No. Everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, my Jannah, do you think it is so cheap? No. For everything, there is a condition. Alhamdulillah, the conditions are small, the reward is very big, but condition is there. So if we are not going to fulfill the conditions, then where is the question of reward? So I remind myself and you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what to do, and that way is taqwa wal ihsan. So I remind myself and you, let us correct ourselves. Let us look at our own aqaid, ibadat, a'mal, ma'amilat, ma'ashara. All of these things, which is our beliefs, our prayers, our dealings, our manners, and our society. And see what needs correction. It begins with me as an individual, as a person. Then it extends to my immediate family, then it extends to my extended family, then it extends to my whole community, society, and my dealings with people and so on. If we correct this, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. There is no doubt about this, inshallah. Allah will help. Because Allah promised to help, and Allah does not go back on His promises. But the converse is equally true, that if we don't do this, then there is no promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wants to do, He does whatever He does. So, but there is no promise that Allah did not say, I will help you no matter what you do. No. There is no help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for people who insist on disobeying Him, for people who insist on staying in haram, who insist on displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. No. Where is the question of that? So, I remind myself, you know, let us focus on this, inshallah. And we ask the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for His mercy, we ask for His forgiveness, we ask for His sattari to cover our sins and our mistakes. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatullahi.